Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, December 6th, 2021, through Friday, December 10th, 2021. Monday, December 6th, 2021. Seven members of Los Angeles-based fraud ring sentenced for multi-million dollar COVID-19 relief scheme. Richard Avizan, Marita Terabilian, Arthur Avazian, Maynuk Gregorian, Edward Paranyan, Vay Dadyan, and Armin Harapetyan were all sentenced for their roles in a fraudulent scheme to obtain more than $20 million in Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, and Economic Injury Disaster Loan, EIDL, COVID-19 relief funds. Tamara Dadyan was sentenced on December 6th. According to court documents and evidence presented at a June 2021 trial, the defendants used dozens of fake, stolen, or synthetic identities, including names belonging to elderly and deceased people and foreign exchange students who briefly visited the United States years ago and never returned, to submit fake and fictitious documents to lenders of the Small Business Administration. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. Florida tax preparer charged in connection with $7 million loan fraud scheme. An indictment alleges that Barry J. Osborne conspired with at least eight California-based individuals to apply for SBA, PPP, and EIDL loans on behalf of their respective businesses that were dormant companies or companies with limited business operations. The indictment further alleges that Osborne created forgiveness plans that directed the co-conspirators to transfer the fraud proceeds as purported payroll expenses for each of the companies that obtained PPP funds, including one of his own companies. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. Controller for Anaheim-based companies charged in federal grand jury indictment that alleges $3 million embezzlement. Rosalba Meza, a.k.a. Rosalba Cheville, a former controller for two Anaheim-based companies, was charged in a 15-count indictment alleging that she had embezzled more than $3 million by directly transferring company funds into bank accounts she controlled. The indictment alleges that once the funds were transferred to her accounts, Meza used the stolen money to make approximately $292,137 in cash withdrawals at bank branches and more than $1 million in withdrawals at ATMs in the United States and Mexico. Meza also allegedly wired approximately $870,209 to bank accounts in Mexico owned by a family member and another $250,000 in transfers to other family members and friends. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Thursday, December 9th, 2021. IRSCI releases annual report highlighting of 2,500-plus investigations, law enforcement partnerships. The IRS's Criminal Investigation Division recently released their annual report for fiscal year 2021. The report indicated that over 2,500 criminal investigations were performed, resulting in the identification of more than $10 billion from tax fraud and financial crimes. According to IRS Commissioner Chuck Reddick, IRSCI agents are the only federal law enforcement officers with the authority to investigate crime violations of the U.S. tax code. Their work reinforces the backbone of our voluntary compliance tax system, a system that funds services and benefits for our nation, including defense, infrastructure, and education. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Friday, December 10th, 2021. Cryptocurrency accounts for majority of IRS seizures. According to the IRS's CI's fiscal year 2021 report, cryptocurrency accounts for the majority of IRS seizures. The Cybercrime Unit of the Internal Revenue Services, Criminal Investigations Division, seized $3.5 billion in cryptocurrency in fiscal year 2021, which accounted for 93% of all CI seizures. The report, released on November 18, 2021, highlights several significant cryptocurrency cases, including the case of a dual Swedish national that was arrested for allegedly operating the longest-running Bitcoin money laundering service, Bitfog, on the darknet. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2021. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.